from VOA News in Washington. The United Nations Security Council is set to hold an emergency meeting Tuesday on North Korea's latest missile test. The United States, Japan, and South Korea requested the emergency discussions after Pyongyang launched a missile Sunday in an unusual high-altitude ballistic path that indicated it might be a new two-stage liquid-fueled rocket capable of flying up to 4,500 kilometers. The test, according to a White House statement, should serve as a call for all nations to implement far stronger sanctions against North Korea. Later, the U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, said it is time for many nations to send a strong, unified message that this is unacceptable, and I think you'll see the international community do that. She said the U.S. will continue to tighten the screws against North Korea. U.S. President Donald Trump said earlier this month he would be honored to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un under the right circumstances, but Haley said that having a missile test is not the way to sit down with the president because he's absolutely not going to do it. Japan and South Korea quickly condemned North Korea's newest test as a grave threat to the region and a violation of UN resolutions. Europe's police agency Europol says a global cyber attack has affected at least 100,000 organizations in 150 countries, with data networks infected by malware that locks computer files unless a ransom is paid. I'm worried about how the numbers will continue to grow when people go to work and turn on their machines on Monday, Europol director Rob Wainwright told Britain's ITV television. So far, there's been no progress reported in efforts to determine who launched the plot. Computer security experts have assured individual computer users who've kept their PC operating systems updated that they are relatively safe. This is VOA News in Washington. Countries across the globe scrambled to respond to a malicious ransomware virus as internet security watchdogs said the attack had disproportionately targeted Russia. The Russian cybersecurity firm Kaspersky Labs was among the first to identify the so-called WannaCry malware, a viral worm that exploits a vulnerability in the Windows operating system to encrypt files without users' permission. A group of hackers known as the Shadow Brokers widely believed to have stolen the program from the U.S. National Security Agency last April and deployed it as a means to ransom user data around the world for cash profits. France's youngest head of state since Napoleon was sworn into office in Paris today. Much is riding on the 39-year-old Emmanuel Macron, who 2 years ago set out what many dismissed as a quixotic quest to get himself elected to the French presidency as a centrist, pro-European Union candidate on his first-ever political campaign and without the support of the country's established parties. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservatives defeated their center-left rivals in a key state election Sunday in the country's most populous region. Exit polls showed Merkel's Christian Democratic Union met with a strong surge of support in North Rhine-Westphalia, the home state and traditional stronghold of her chief rival, Social Democrat Martin Schulz, who was challenging the German leader in the national election in late September. The exit poll showed the Christian Democrats winning 34.5% of the vote in North Rhine-Westphalia, home to 17.9 million people, nearly a quarter of the German population, with the Social Democrats at 30.5%. Other parties trailed far behind the two leaders. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says he's not worried about his standing with President Donald Trump following Trump's firing of FBI Chief James Comey. "I have a great relationship with the president," Tillerson told the NBC News program Meet the Press on Sunday. "I understand what his objectives are. When I'm not clear on what his objectives are, we talk about it." A new public opinion poll shows more Americans than not are opposed to President Trump's firing of Comey. The NBC News Wall Street Journal survey in recent days said just 29% of those surveyed say they approve of Trump's dismissal of Comey, who was in the fourth year of a 10-year term heading the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the country's top criminal investigating agency, while 38% disapproved. The remainder said they didn't know enough to have an opinion. But among those who've been closely following news of Comey's unexpected ouster, 53% said they disapprove and 33% approve. There's more on these and other stories at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.